With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Could be a month or more before the intersection at 3rd and Arch in Old City is reopened. The water department says its crews need more time to finish repairs. KYW's John McDevitt spoke to frustrated business owners who say they've already been hit hard by these street closures.
Work that is still needed includes the lining of the sewer system and the restoration of the street itself. PECO continues to work on its electrical systems that were damaged in the flood. Water department estimated that the entire project would take about 8 weeks. Now it says it's going to take about 9 to 10 weeks before the streets reopen. Since the May break, Old City pedestrians had access to shops, but the street closures did cause a drastic decline in business, according to store owners like Jay Ladaya, who owns a souvenir shop along 3rd Street.
Yep, it is very bad. And if I see anybody looking, I try to get them inside.
He says even though the water department says the work is only about a week or two behind schedule, every day matters, he says, when trying to keep his doors open. In Old City, John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.